Let's go to the Farm Talk Live line this morning. UW Dean of UW-Madison College of Ag and Life Sciences joining us here today. Kate Vandenbosch is with us here today. Dr. Vandenbosch, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks. Great to talk to you.
Well, thanks for being here. Really appreciate it. I know what, you know, let's talk a little bit about the College of Ag and Life Sciences, because my understanding is that you guys are doing some research on industrial hemp and performing outreach to growers. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. What we do here in the College of Ag and Life Sciences is conduct research and do outreach and teaching. So those are all our mission areas. And last year, we started doing some work on hemp. So the kinds of things that we are researching are how to manage the crop, how to grow the crop, topics like seeding rates, fertility needs, managing insects, weeds and disease, and variety trials. Our goal is that we can make the best evidence-based recommendations to Wisconsin growers so that they can be successful in growing industrial hemp.
I would assume that part of this outreach and part of the investigation, I assume, was maybe kind of a history lesson as well, because hemp was a very successful crop around here, what, 100 years ago?
Well, even up to 70 years ago, before it became illegal to grow. So science and agriculture has moved on, and so that means there's a big gap to fill to understand current practices, current machinery, and to be able to make those recommendations to growers.
I understand that one of the issues, there's several issues with hemp. It didn't at least so far turn out to be the silver bullet that many people thought it would be, but it is so very labor intensive. Is that your understanding as well?
Well, it is, and there are a lot of unknowns, and I think there are a lot of economic challenges, including finding markets and competing with other states. So there's a lot to do to get us prepared to meet this challenge.
And I understand that harvest window and the levels between in terms of the test level seem to be, at least at this point from the outside looking in, seem to be a bit unreasonable.
So you're talking about the level of THC that's permitted in the crop, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and so the limit is 0.3%, and that means it's really hard to keep some varieties under that amount. And if the test fails, then the crop has to be destroyed. So that's a very big issue for growers and for us as scientists as well.
We're talking to Dr. Kate Vandenbosch here today, UW-Madison Dean at the UW College of Ag and Life Sciences. Dr. Vandenbosch, give us a little bit, an overview of the College of Ag and Life Sciences, an overview just generally.
Well, we have 16 departments that cover everything from basic sciences like genetics and microbiology to natural resources, including forestry and soil science, and animal agriculture and crop-based agriculture. We have about 4,000 students, including undergraduates and master's and PhD students, and our farm and industry short course as well. And we do research at about a dozen research and outreach centers around the state.
And you do everything from, you run a farm there as part of the operation, don't you?
We have several farms, yep. We have been doing research primarily on hemp at our Arlington station, but we've also been partnering with Extension County agents and doing variety trials with farmers at several locations around the state as well.
And when you talk about these students, when you have the 4,000 students under your umbrella, what you're talking about is that these students are highly trained technical experts that get out into the field of ag, and the placement in terms of jobs out there and the types of jobs, phenomenal. Tell us about that.
Oh, yes. A lot of jobs for students who would go on to be crop consultants. They may be farm managers. They may go on into research careers themselves, may become extension agents. They'll work in industry and on farms. There are a lot of graduates out there who are farming in Wisconsin today.
And you can't assure a job, but the percentage of folks with jobs in their field is pretty high, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't have that number at my fingertips.
But it's pretty good.
Yeah, but it's very good. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What about the? Let's get back to Hampton in terms of the outreach. You've been doing a lot of outreach, haven't you, to the public?
Yes, and this is in partnership with UW Extension. We've been doing outreach in a variety of ways. Last summer, which was our first field season and our first time we had experience in growing hemp, we held a couple of field days, one at our Arlington station and one up north, and we had a lot of people attend those. We've had people fanning out to meet individuals at conferences and holding WebEx seminars. And I want to call out one individual, a woman named Shelby Ellison, who is our lead for extension and outreach, and she has done a lot to connect people and help to build the networks that are needed for growers to be able to talk to one another.
And I know that so far hemp has not been the silver bullet, as I mentioned already, but I think that what we know in the ag area, this sector, is that it is a hurting sector, and what I understand is that one of the ways that ag can thrive again is diversification, and maybe this is not the silver bullet, but it certainly may be a piece to the puzzle in terms of potentially industrial hemp, right?
I think you've got it exactly right. It's going to take us a while to get everything optimized and for the markets to grow. And in the meantime, we want to be able to give the best advice to people who want to grow hemp. And in the process, we're going to be doing things like developing new varieties here. We talked a minute ago about the levels of THC that are permitted. So one active area of research is to develop varieties that will have the high CBD levels but have low THC. But this is going to take a while, so we're not going to have that silver bullet overnight.
All right. Dr. Kate, great to talk to you. Great information. Nice to meet you. Let's talk again soon about other areas of the UW-Madison College of Ag and Life Sciences, okay?
I'd be happy to do that, and thanks for having me on your show.
Very good. Thank you very much, Dr. Kate VandenBosch here today, UW-Madison Dean of the UW-Madison College of Ag and Life Sciences here today, and that is Farm Talk.